man, oh man, oh man.
Reuben, how is Saul?
How do you think he is? This really stinks. We came here to bust some heads, but all he's been doing for the past 3 days is praying.
He also hasn't had anything to eat or drink. I'm worried about him.
Master Judas.
What is it?
The man Saul has visitors at the front door. A man named Ananias and a companion.
Ananias? Show them in.
Yes, my lord.
This should be very interesting.
Why?
Ananias is a follower of Jesus.
Yeah?
Yes. In fact, he's one of the leaders of the Brotherhood here in Damascus.
This place is starting to look better and better. Instead of going out to look for these guys, here they deliver themselves.
Ananias, my lord.
Greetings, Judas.
So you've come to turn yourself in, huh?
No rot, Reuben. We've come to see Saul.
Sam! Well, well. So this is where you've been keeping yourself.
Where is Saul? May I please see him?
He is in the courtyard, praying by the fountain pool. That way.
Thank you. Come, Samuel.
Hold it, you two. I'm going with you.
Why?
Because I want to, for one thing. And also, just in case it's a trick, and you guys are planning on jumping Saul or something.
You are welcome to come, if you'd like.
Yeah. Come on and see how wrong you are.
Oh, Lord. Thou hast searched me and know me. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or flee from thy presence? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Saul? Saul, you got visitors. A guy named...
Ananias?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I have been told in a vision that he was coming.
As I was told that you would be waiting for me.
Then you are Ananias?
Yes.
Praise be to the Lord God. Lay your hands upon me, Ananias. Quickly.
I can't believe this.
Quiet, Rodney.
Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
My eyes!
Leave him alone! What'd you do to him?
He didn't do anything, Rodney. Look, something came out of his eyes.
Oh, gross! It looks like fish scales.
Saul, are you all right?
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. I can see.
What?
I can see. Oh, thank you, Ananias. Thank you.
No, no, Saul. Do not thank me. It was the Lord Jesus who gave you your sight.
Yes, the Lord Jesus.
And now, come. You must eat and regain your strength.
Wait. There is something I must do first.
You're going swimming?
Be quiet, Rodney.
Ananias, will you baptize me in the name of Jesus?
Of course, Brother Saul. Of course.
Praise be to the God of our fathers, who gives us bread from the earth. Amen.
Amen. And to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Join us, Reuben.
I ain't hungry.
Come now, no sense in sulking in the corner.
I said I ain't hungry, all right? Why are you still here anyway? Why aren't you with Sam and Ananias and the rest of your new buddies?
I did not feel worthy to eat with them.
But you feel worthy to eat with us.
No, that isn't what I meant. I'm sorry, my friends. I know you both are angry with me.
You got that right. You get me all worked up about coming here, and then you turn into Mr. Nice Guy.
You do seem to have lost your zeal for enforcing the law, Saul. Do you not care for the scriptures anymore?
Of course I do. Judas, I have studied the holy writings all my life. But until I met Jesus on the Damascus Road, I did not know how empty my life was. He is the fulfillment of the law, the prophets, of everything. He has opened up the mysteries of Scripture to me.
Who cares? I want some action.
If only I could make you understand.
Well, you can't. Look, we came here to arrest believers and haul them off before the council. And if we don't start doing that, then maybe I'll just have to turn you into the council.
Reuben.
No, I've had it. What's it gonna be? You gonna present yourself before the authorities here in Damascus so we can start arresting people or what?
You're right, Reuben. I do need to go to the authorities.
Yeah? Well, all right. It's about time.
Yes. Too much time has passed already. The Damascus Council needs to know what has happened.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's go!
He asked to be baptized?
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
Isn't our Lord remarkable, Barnabas? Only he could change such a life and soften such a heart as Saul's.
If Saul's heart has truly been softened.
Barnabas.
I'm sorry, Ananias, but it will take more than a wonderful conversion story for me to accept that the man who killed and imprisoned so many of our friends is now suddenly sincere about the very faith he tried to wipe out.
Ananias! Ananias!
Josiah, what is it? What is wrong?
Saul. Saul has gone to the temple to present himself before the authorities.
What? How do you know?
Reuben, the temple guard, is telling everyone the persecutor has returned.
This means nothing.
You still believe Saul is sincere?
Yes. I do not believe he went there to betray us.
What do we do, Barnabas?
Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Well, we are his church, and it is time we stormed the gates of hell. We go to the synagogue, and Saul.
I read from Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? I am a worm. And no man.
Rodney!
All they
well.
Laugh me to scorn.
You guys got more courage than they gave you credit for. Not that it'll do you any good.
Where is Saul?
He's right over there.
They has he spoken?
Not yet. But as soon as this scripture reading is done, he's going to fix you guys good.
But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Amen.
Amen.
Learned Rabbi. I ask to be allowed to address the assembly.
What is your name?
I am Saul of Tarsus. I bear greetings and letters from the council in Jerusalem.
We have heard of your coming. You wish to make a proclamation, do you not?
Yes, I do. The scripture immediately following the passage you just read continues, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers, I stand before you today in fulfillment of that scripture. For the proclamation I make to you now is that the man, Jesus, whom I persecuted, is the Christ, the awaited Messiah, the Son of God.
What? Yes!
I knew it! I knew it! But Saul has changed? Can this be true?
But are you not the man who so bitterly persecuted those who called on the name in Jerusalem? And who came here with the sole purpose of taking back all such people as prisoners before the chief priests?
Yes, yes, I was that man. But I am no longer. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, has changed my life.
Well, Rodney, what do you think now?
I don't believe it. This can't be. Whoa! What's happening? What's going on?
I don't know. Unless...
Unless what?
The imagination station has started up again.
What do we do?
Hold on.
Whoa!
His house.
Yeah. So why'd the machine start up? What's changed?
I don't know. Wait.
What?
Why?
Listen.
Have I not grown in the faith and the word of the Lord?
That's Saul.
And Ananias. Come on.
No one is denying your growth in the faith during the past 3 years.
3 years?
That's what changed.
When I think of the miracle that's taken place in your life, I can scarcely believe it.
Nor can I. God has poured out his knowledge on me in my heart.
You have become a powerful force in spreading the gospel.
Oh, is he still into that stuff?
Quiet!
I am merely a messenger of the Lord. He has provided the increase. That is why I must continue to spread his word.
Your preaching has made you many enemies among the Jews. I am concerned for your safety.
My safety is of no consequence. I have been called by God. If I do not preach, I am doomed.
And you will preach. But perhaps it is time for you to preach with the blessing of the apostles.
Go to the church in Jerusalem?
They need to hear of your work here. They need to know you.
I do not deserve such an honor. But I could hope for nothing more.
Then you'll go?
Yes. This very night.
Excellent, Brother Saul. Then let us prepare.
Wow! Saul's going back to Jerusalem.
Big deal. I'm hungry.
It is a big deal. He's going to meet Peter and the apostles.
So? Look, I waited and waited for Saul to snap out of this preaching stuff so we could get back to having some fun. But he didn't do it. Now it's been 3 years, and all he wants to do is preach. You want to go with them? Fine. Not me.
Where are you going?
To get something to eat.
Rodney! Rodney! Oh, boy.
Hey, give me some more of these dates.
Greetings, Reuben.
Huh? Oh, hi, Judas.
I haven't seen you in some time. I thought you left town.
I've been trying to get out of here, but I'm stuck.
There is a rumor about that you are unhappy with Saul.
Big rumor. As far as I'm concerned, that guy can just drop dead.
There may be a way to make that happen.
What?
You are not alone in your sentiment. Saul has made many enemies in the city, not only among the Jews, but among the Nabataeans, including the governor appointed by King Aretas.
What are you talking about?
Fool! Governor is willing to help us get even with Saul.
Really?
Yes. He believes Saul and his followers have been spreading sedition throughout the city by telling the citizens that Jesus is king over all, including Aretas and Caesar. He's had men watching the city gates day and night for an opportunity to do away with Saul. But the opportunity hasn't come.
Well, this is your lucky day. Saul's leaving tonight for Jerusalem.
Tonight? It is nearly dark now. That gives us little time. Come.
All right, all right. Sure this is the right gate?
It is if he's going to Jerusalem.
Boy, I can't wait to see Saul's face when we grab him. This is gonna be great. If he ever gets here.
Are you certain your information is correct?
Hey, I heard him say it, all right. He'll be here. Wait. Someone's coming.
That is Saul's horse.
Told you. We've got him. Get in place, quick.
Right.
That's it. A little closer. Come to Papa. Ha! That's far enough. Looks like it's the end of the line for you. But what are you doing here? Look, I'm sorry. No, don't. No!
I'm so pleased that you are joining me, Samuel.
I wouldn't miss this for anything. It'll be great to see everyone back in Jerusalem again.
I just hope the apostles and believers there will accept me after all I've done.
They will.
Your confidence is reassuring. Still, it will not be easy for them. I need your prayers.
You got them.
And mine as well, Saul.
Huh? What? Jason?
Hello, Samuel.
What are you doing here?
Ananias sent me.
Then you are a believer?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Saul? This is my friend, Jason.
A pleasure, sir, but I'm afraid I have bad news.
What is it?
While Ananias was arranging for your trip, he learned that there's an ambush awaiting you at the city gates.
Ambush?
I am not afraid.
Nevertheless, you must get out of Damascus another way.
What other way?
Ananias told me that as well. Come.
Where?
To the roof.
Very clever. Well, I suppose if being let down over the city wall in a basket was good enough for the spies Joshua sent into Jericho, then it is good enough for me.
But we must hurry. The guards will be here soon. Now, over the side with you, Saul. Come on, Samuel, grab the rope.
Got it.
All right, now ease it. Easy, slowly, down. That's
almost
it. Just
there.
Another foot. There. Are you all right, Saul?
Yes. I'll be waiting for you up the road, my friends. And thank you.
Right.
Okay, Jason. Why are you really here?
I told you. Ananias sent me to warn Saul about the ambush. And we also came to get Rodney.
We?
Yeah. About midway through the adventure, Eugene and I discovered that there were two people in the station. Eugene figured it was Rodney, but rather than disrupt everything, we decided to try out one of the new changes to the station I told you about. Now two people can enter an adventure through the control booth.
Really?
Yeah. I got here in time to play messenger for Ananias, while Eugene grabbed Rodney at the city gates.
So he was part of the ambush.
Uh-huh. But right about now, I'd say he's part of a cleanup detail at Wit's End, under the watchful eye of Eugene Meltzner.
Good.
Well, come on. We gotta meet Saul. I want to see how things turn out in Jerusalem.
Right. Saul?
Samuel, Jason, any word yet?
I'm afraid not.
They're not going to meet with me.
Saul, you have to give it more time.
I appreciate your encouragement, Samuel, but I've been here for weeks and no one will have anything to do with me. Barnabas is in Jerusalem. I'd hoped he would speak for me, but I guess he still has doubts about my conversion as well. They simply do not believe I'm a follower of Jesus.
Can you blame them?
Peter!
Answer me, Saul. Can you blame them?
No. Not after what I've done to them and their families. But I have been called by Jesus to preach his word.
The brethren are gathering at the house of Timon in 1 hour. Will you meet with us then?
Yes. Yes, of course. Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
1 hour, then.
We'll be there, Peter.
At last. But I must still persuade the brethren.
Maybe we should use this hour to pray.
An excellent suggestion, Jason. Will you start?
Of course. Lord Jesus,
how can we trust him? How? I saw with my own eyes as he led the mob to stone Stephen. He stood by and watched their cloaks and gave hearty consent to his death and to the deaths of countless others. And now he asks for our trust and expects us to believe that he is one of us?
Brothers, I know how you feel about me. I know my past deeds only serve to convince you of my insincerity. I must live with those deeds every day. I must bear the cross of their shame. But I do believe in the risen Christ, and I have made him my Lord.
Quiet, brothers, please! Quiet! Barnabas, you were in Damascus with Saul. What do you say?
I have felt as you feel, Timon. I have struggled over the last 3 years with Saul's conversion, alternately skeptical and sure. But I've been watching his work closely, interviewing those who've seen him, been touched by his message, and it's forced me to a difficult conclusion. Stephen was my friend. I loved him. But more than that, he was my brother in Christ. It doesn't seem possible that I could use those same words to describe the man who instigated his murder and who has persecuted our community. But I do. By the grace of our Lord, I do.
Barnabas, I...
You are my brother in the Lord, Saul. And my friend.
Thank you, Barnabas.
Brothers, Saul has been touched by Jesus, set apart by God. He has proclaimed the name mightily in Damascus and its surrounding regions. For 3 days he was stricken, blind, faced with his sin, and then forgiven by the Savior. And each one of us has had an equal measure of forgiveness given to him by our Lord, freely bestowed. Oh, brothers, are we not all so blind? Grace is the miracle at work here. None of us deserve it, yet each of us can be rightfully called God's son. A brother not only in Christ, but to him. He has forgiven. Can we do less?
No. We can do no less. Brother Saul, in the name of Jesus, welcome.
Looks like everything turned out pretty good, huh, Jason?
Yes, it did, Sam. And this is only the beginning.
Saul had the most famous and incredible conversion recorded in the Bible. He went from being a man who hated Christians and hunted them down to put them to death, to being an apostle of Jesus, set apart by him to spread the gospel. But did you know that your conversion is just as important to God as Saul's was? God desires that everyone be saved, and he also has good works set aside for us, just like he did for Saul. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. St. Paul, Set Apart by God, was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, with music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.